Attention maggots, this is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial. And that's an order.
What's shaking, Mega Maniacs? It's Monday, November 24th, the night after Survivor Series, and we just finished watching tonight's post-Survivor Series edition of Raw, and it's time for us to gather together as we do every Monday night on MegaPowersRadio.com for the most interactive post-Raw experience available, the Raw Post Show. You're listening to us live on Mega Powers Radio, and we want you to join the show, but first off, let me introduce who's going to be hosting the panel tonight. I am Mike Payton, station director here at Mega Powers Radio. With me is the host of Unanimous Decision MMA, addicted to anime, and a busy man across all projects here, Mr. Steven Huego. What's shaking, Steven?
I'm not too bad. I went from feeling sick to feeling better. Then I just watched this episode. Now I feel sick again.
Oh, goodness. And also the president of SparkOutMoment.com and Fanboys Anonymous, Mr. Tony Mango.
Hey, I'm not feeling sick. I actually like this episode quite a bit.
Oh,
I'm all optimism tonight.
This is actually going to be an interesting Raw then, because I'm actually a little on the fence. I thought it was a horrible start. It picked up towards the end, and then it got kind of wacky at times as well. Drew White, fortunately not with us tonight, because he was live in the crowd. That's right. That one guy that you saw looking like a doofus, that was him. Drew White in the crowd at Raw tonight. Perhaps maybe he'll join us via call just to give us a few live notes. He was feeding us some stuff in the chat room that we might pull from as we're going through the chat tonight.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Feeding us some bullshit.
But we especially want to hear what you out there got to say. If you want to join us, the chat room is already scrolling nicely. If you are not yet registered with blogtalkradio.com, do it. Hit the register button in the upper right-hand corner. Scroll on down to the bottom where you'll find the chat box where you already got Ferris 419, Wazili, and Silent Wind of Doom hanging out, chatting about the Ferguson case that just had its verdict rendered tonight. Hopefully we won't spend too much time talking about that. I have a feeling we will end up touching on it at one point, but let's stick to Raw for now. If you also want to join us on the phone lines, you already got a couple people waiting patiently. We're going to ask that you wait. We'll open up the phones at 11:30 as we do normally, but if you want to get yourself in line, sooner you get yourself in line, the sooner you'll get on. Area code 760-512-7247 is the number you want to dial. Once again, that's 760-512-7247, or you could also hit the Skype button at the top of the page. So, gentlemen, I always like to start the show off asking you guys, what is the number one thing you took away from the show? But tonight I'm not going to bother. Fuck you. No, I'm kidding. Wago, what's the number one thing you took tonight?
Sting did not seem like a big deal.
You know, I have to agree. It doesn't seem like they barely mentioned him at all.
It was like, yeah, Sting did that thing.
Mm.
All right, so, Daniel Bryan.
Tony, how about you?
Well, I kind of want to touch on that Sting thing a little bit, but my big takeaway, I guess, is we didn't need Sting to be a big deal. Wasn't this enough to have all the other things that happened tonight? I mean, we got progression in every single possible storyline that we've got in WWE right now. And the Sting thing, yeah, they can't blow the load too fast. This might end up being something that leads to WrestleMania. So let it be a little bit of a slow burn. And in the meantime, we got people like Eric Rowan who even got an upgrade tonight. So,
you know,
I don't think it needed to be.
You got a point where we had so much going on at Raw, which didn't feature what's arguably the biggest thing to happen last night, with Sting making his WWE arena debut, or the WWE champion also not present.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive.
So what you're saying is Brock Lesnar does not need to be on the show every week.
If they could,
not every week,
if they book it right, which, you know, tonight's show was a good example of that. And I could say I was definitely bored towards the beginning of the show, and there were some weird things. But if anything else, they made it a show that felt like it was eventful enough without having those two guys around. I absolutely can secede to that. Well,
what was your big takeaway?
Me? I don't know what time of the year it is, I think is the best thing I would say. Like, you know, before Once Upon a Time in Wrestling, you'd always had an idea what part of the season you were. I didn't feel like it was post Survivor Series. I didn't feel like we were heading into the year end part. And usually Survivor Series is where you start getting that build to WrestleMania. And aside from the Sting Triple H, which yes, that's there. I don't know anything else that's going to be going on with a WrestleMania picture. I don't know if I should expect Brock Lesnar to be champion then. I don't know who I should expect to be champion or who should be facing them. It's all still up in the air.
Well, if Brock Lesnar's still the champion, then he probably won't be showing up. Right, Wiggo?
What? All I know is he's scheduled to be in Michigan for December, so I think he's going to be wrestling in the December pay-per-view.
We could hope so. So we had Daniel Bryan return to Raw this evening. He was the guest GM for the evening. Since the Authority has been booted, somebody's got to run Raw, and for some reason it was left up to John Cena to decide, and he named Daniel Bryan. Convenient that Daniel Bryan was there that evening in order to handle the responsibilities. What would you guys think about Daniel Bryan's performance tonight?
I think it's awesome that they flew him out just to say yes. Like, I found the initial promo with Triple H and Stephanie so fucking dull. And I would have enjoyed Daniel Bryan's more had that not been there. But half an hour of talking, man. Fuck, it dragged. It dragged badly. And Daniel Bryan's performance wasn't bad. He was solid on the microphone, and it was actually one of his better showings. But there's only so much talking that I can fucking stand. It's the reason why I thought the Hunger Games sucked.
Tony, Silent Wind of Doom asks, so are we going to get a SmackDown GM too? Is this the way it's going to go?
Yeah, that'll fucking happen. You think they're going to get people to show up on SmackDown? They probably can't even get their own people to watch SmackDown.
They can't even get the anonymous GM to email SmackDown.
No.
Maybe like, Hornswoggle will do the SmackDown one instead, though.
You know, if they do, in fact, put somebody as a GM of SmackDown, it's going to be somebody who's regularly there. It's going to be like a Hornswoggle or something. They're not going to get somebody important.
Hornswoggle's regularly there?
Like, you know. I don't know. I don't watch it. Is he?
Well, Wazili brings up a point, Wago, you mentioned it too. Hornswoggle was revealed as the anonymous GM. I think it was on Raw 1000 or the 15th anniversary, one of those things. If they're doing the anonymous GM again, does that mean this is Hornswoggle doing this again, or is this someone else just being a copycat?
I think what the situation is, much like how Triple H's WrestleMania 17 match was forgotten when he was feuding with The Undertaker, this will also be forgotten.
The fact that it was revealed as Hornswoggle, or just this event tonight and next week, we're not going to have an anonymous GM?
The fact that it was revealed to be Hornswoggle, that never happened as far as they're concerned, I think.
Well, the only reason they did that, they did it kind of in jest. It wasn't revealed in a storyline. For those of you who weren't watching at the time when they did this the first time, Hornswoggle was revealed in passing at a joke on one of those anniversary shows because it was one of those stories that was just kind of left abandoned and they never really revealed the answer. Kind of like who lifted the briefcase in that ladder match between Stone Cold and Vince McMahon. I don't know. What are some of those big mysteries we never got?
That stupid TV thing.
Who tried to blow up McMahon?
Oh, yeah, who tried to blow up McMahon or sabotage the Vince McMahon Million Dollar Mania?
And you can kind of group it in together that Hornswoggle is written off as the fake illegitimate son of McMahon.
Yeah.
Back when they couldn't do the Kennedy thing.
Kennedy.
Big guy.
Hornswoggle.
The little guy.
No, goodness. So I don't know. I mean, overall thoughts about the anonymous GM guys. I mean, is this going to be a thing we're happy to see about going with in the future of Raw? Is this something they're going to stretch all the way out until WrestleMania, where there'll be a reveal of the anonymous GM with WrestleMania? Could it be Sting? Is that what's just going to happen? The anonymous GM will be Sting?
I don't think it's going to be that much of a deal. I think this is a 1 week thing. They mentioned already on there Cyber Monday. So I think that they were kind of just brainstorming ideas of who they're going to have for like a different guest GM each week. And they are just going to go, you know what, Cyber Monday, why don't we play around with the anonymous world GM thing? And then, you know, the week after that, it's going to be somebody else. and we're going to keep this train going. It's going to be, you know, maybe John Cena is the GM 1 week on his own. Maybe Ric Flair comes back. Maybe Mick Foley comes back Christmas time and does like a Santa Claus thing. I could see that definitely happening. I think that they're going to just play around with it a little bit. And I'll tell you one other thing, too. I was thinking about this before Raw came on. What I would love to see be the reasoning why Triple H gets back into power, because eventually he will be. I mean, come on. They're not going to just keep the anonymous Raw GM thing going or the guest GM thing going on for 5 years at a time. But I would love to see them really enact the idea that John Cena is the only one that can grant them the power again by torturing the fuck out of Cena until he grants them the power. Do something like maybe you go further than the idea of like beating him down until he admits it. Maybe you threaten him with somebody else's beatdown. Not his dad, because they've beaten his dad up a million times. Not Miz's dad either, because he already looks like he's been beaten up. Or Kofi's dad, for that
matter. Well, it wouldn't have to be someone else, because they...
Nikki.
Maybe somebody like Nikki. Yeah. Maybe, you know what? I can't think of anybody why would they ever break
this person? Just throwing this out there, it's not like Stephanie hasn't had confrontations with Bellas before.
Right. So I would love to see them beat the living shit out of somebody or threaten to or something like that until Cena grants them the power again, because that'll show how really like evil they are, that they manipulated their way back in by being brutal like that.
Hmm.
And when that would happen, that would have to happen after the Royal Rumble, I think. Or maybe after TLC. We have a little bit of fun in the meantime.
So, Wago, is this whole general manager thing played? Is there even a reason to force a GM role by doing this guest thing until they make up their mind on a permanent one? Can we just like abandon this and not have it at all?
I think general managers are stupid. What they really need is a commissioner. Now those guys, they make a difference.
Especially when they bang their gavels whenever they make up their mind on something being final.
Yeah, their way with their mallets, it's pretty sweet.
Hey, don't we know a certain superstar who has a gavel?
No, I saw Wade Barrett use a mallet, but...
Thought it was a gavel.
Yeah.
We did have a commissioner on tonight, though. A former commissioner.
Did we?
Commissioner Slaughter.
Ooh, that's very true.
Oh, yeah.
Little Sarge.
Fucking Mr. Excitement.
That's why I
Commissioner Slaughter of WWE.
G.I. Joe! That's why I used the soundbite at the beginning of the show tonight.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping it's going to be just like a 1 week thing, because as soon as I heard that noise, literally my reaction was, fuck. Again.
Well, Wazili brings up a point here. Well, Vince did say he wants Triple H to make this right. And last night, Stephanie kept shouting, this isn't over. This isn't over. And let's face it, we're not fucking stupid. The future of this company is Triple H and Stephanie running the show. So in the end, this has to end with them being those people in power. So if they want to play with it a little bit, remove them, that's fine. But I do believe the ultimate goal here is to put them right back into that authority role.
I have an idea which I wouldn't mind so much if they did it. Mm-hmm. If they put Paul Heyman in power for a little while and have it to the point where Paul Heyman's protecting Brock Lesnar and actually having him in charge is worse than having Triple H and Stephanie.
To the point where John Cena says, please, Triple H, come back. Show us this shit. Right.
Yeah, the devil I know is a lot better than the devil I don't know type of thing. So I think that would be a pretty cool way to do it, but who knows?
If you give me full fantasy booking powers, I'd love to see Shane back. I know it's not going to happen. Not a fucking chance in hell.
It's not even like that's a booking decision. It's like they're just holding him off because they don't want him there. Shane's off doing his other things.
Yeah, you give me like the powers to manipulate anybody, even Shane, I would totally put him in that spot. But I like that Paul Heyman idea. That could be a good way to explain Brock Lesnar's absence, too. Maybe he gets rid of that whole, you got to defend your title every 30 days deal thing.
How old is the oldest, what would it be, the fifth generation McMahon? Like Stephanie's and Shane's kids? Well, how old is the oldest one of them?
Probably like 8 or something. Maybe?
Shane, I think, had his kid at WrestleMania 20. Like around that time.
Okay.
Like 10 years old?
That's when they did the picture of all of them.
Okay. All right, so we still got like at least like 8 years until we see any of those kids popping up, probably.
Well, if we do see one of those little kids, then I'm going to have to give them the award for the worst kid of the year at the end of this Markout Moment of the Year award.
Dude, how insane is that to think? We're getting ready for fifth generation McMahons in a number of years soon.
It's sad to think that fucking Vince's dad died at the age that Vince is now.
Is that going to bring about another new generation era?
Goodness.
Couldn't fucking help yourself, could you?
I couldn't. I smiled before I started making that too.
I can tell.
So, Tony, you said you wanted to touch on Sting for a little bit and just throw it out there for those who didn't get to see Survivor Series last night, which I don't know how you didn't, because it was free on the WWE Network, which is free this entire month up until the end of the month. So make sure you take advantage of that. Sting debuted, coming out to save Team Cena as that was left all the way down to Dolph Ziggler as the sole survivor to try to defend the team and everybody's jobs. And Sting comes to save the day. Facing off against Triple H for about 3 minutes while they circle around the ring and just look at each other. Finally hits the Scorpion Death Drop and leaves the ring, and that was Sting. So what did you guys think about that? Just your quick thoughts, since it's a hot topic we should definitely address. I mean, this is history. Tony.
I thought it. I'm sorry.
Fuck you, Wago.
What was it?
No, Wago, you go ahead. It's fine.
You're going to move me.
No, but now that you said it, go ahead, Wago.
Timecast sucks. No? Okay. Tony, go.
you're back in Team Tow Truck Pig here instead of Team Time Cow. What the hell? Obviously touch a lot more on Sting when we talk about the whole breakdown of Survivor Series and Smackout Moment Smack Talk later on this week. But a quick couple of notes. I was a little bit disappointed in his entrance. Mm-hmm. Not only is the music a little bit blah,
shit,
but it didn't seem like it was that big of a deal to the rest of the crowd. And some people have said that it came off a lot better in the arena than it did on screen. But, that was a little bit meh. And there's one thing that's kind of bothering me a little bit about it is it's starting to look like it's going to be Triple H versus Sting at WrestleMania. And I much rather would have preferred Undertaker versus Sting. So yeah, I'm a little bit worried that we might actually not get Undertaker this year.
Yeah, but what if Undertaker, you know, as I'm saying, if Undertaker can't wrestle, then I would say Triple H is the next best option, and I'm perfectly happy with that match.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably would be, because I can't really see them jumping somebody else up to that spot, and I would much rather see John Cena face somebody else and Triple H and Sting to be in that kind of role than, you know, they're not going to put, like, Bray Wyatt against Sting or something like that. That's a waste. Mm-hmm. But you know what? They could alternatively give somebody like that to Undertaker if they wanted to draw this out. I wouldn't really want to say it that much, but they could do, like, Undertaker versus Bray Wyatt.
Absolutely, because, I mean, he is basically the modern version of him with the slow entrance, the darkness, the like, Creatures of the Night fanhood to him, the creepy-looking eyes and skin complexion at times.
I was also a little bit disappointed they didn't come out with the old Sting.
the man called Sting?
It would be great if he came out with... Yeah, if they came out with that theme and shit.
I'm good without that.
He comes out with outro called Sting, sung by Mike Payton.
Wago, what about you, man?
I was disappointed. But yeah, outside of the music not being the best, which I didn't think was the biggest issue, the lighting even sucked.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they'd make his entrance like a bit more spectacular, something that you got into.
They didn't even do his pyro. Like when he lifts his arms, he usually gets the pyro. Nothing.
The fans didn't react when he first came down. There was just like, oh, it's Sting. It was like the fans were summoning their inner Josh Grisham, and Christian came out. So, yeah, I was disappointed in it. And God damn it, dye your fucking hair, slick it back, do something. He just looked weird. And then during the standoff with Triple H, he was waddling around like he shit himself.
Do you think if Sting would have came out tonight on Raw that they would have had pyro for him because Drew's in the audience?
Drew would have done the pyro.
Just like one fucking guy in the crowd, Drew, just like...
Yeah, they just mic up Drew when he comes out.
You know, Drew was sending us pictures throughout the night of from his seats in the arena. And, you know, I would think for a guy who knows Vince McMahon, he would get better seats.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to open up the phone lines now. Let's start bringing people on here. We got our first caller from the 412. You know him as JD from Pittsburgh. JD, you there with us, dude?
I'm here, Michael. What's going on?
Not too much, man. How you doing, man? What'd you think about Survivor Series and Raw tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what. Thank the God that the authority is out of power. I was praying to Jesus, dude, Almighty Himself.
You've been begging for this for months. Every single week, you have been begging for the end of the authority.
For a year. Oh, it's about damn time the authority is out of their power for a little while. I mean, there's been rumors about Stephanie maybe expecting baby number 4. I mean, we've been hearing a lot about that, however. But we haven't been able to confirm that yet as of now, however. But you know what, though? For once, however, I mean, it was really nice to see Sting show up last night. It really was, however. I mean, I think people caught wind of the story, however, after Friday night, however, when they started reading the spoilers. And I kind of heard about Saturday afternoon, however, and I had to keep it on the down low with a couple of friends of mine. I did tell one of my friends, though, and he was pretty not surprised that Sting was coming in. But the other two, however, yeah, they were pretty happy when Sting showed up last night and put the authority in his place, and I think that's just a tease for WrestleMania 31. As far as Raw tonight goes, I mean, it was good. I mean, it really was, except for the whole bullshit at the end with the anonymous GM thing. I don't know what the F was up with that crap, however, with the whole computer thing, however. And Michael Cole's just laughing the whole time when he's looking at the computer. He's like, I didn't do it. That just leads me to wonder who this GM's going to be. You guys were talking about the Raw GM. I mean, right now there's at least 3 people. I mean, I could guess they're going to probably go with this whole thing. Like you said, Paul Heyman's a possibility. I could see that happening. I'm also hearing maybe William Regal, possibly. But there's one guy I hope to God, and I hope this sweet Jesus God, he does not come back to my television and embarrass himself like he has been before. And it's everyone's favorite person, Mr. People Power himself, John Laurinaitis.
Dude, we don't totally need that
prick.
Back.
We do not need that prick on our television again. They would kill it if they did that. I mean, he is a total douchebag in every sense of the word, and we do not need clown shoes to grace us with his presence. So please, do not bring People Power back to television next week. I mean, seriously, that would be just a major slap in the face in a lot of ways. You know?
Well, wait a minute. Now, I think I heard Tony say that next week's edition of Raw is going to be like a Cyber Monday edition of it. And I'm guessing that means they'll probably have a lot of people voting in fan votes, which is People Power. Good week to bring back Johnny Ace.
We don't want him. We don't want him. The guy is a douche. He came back, 2 months ago, however, on the 15th anniversary, however, in Philadelphia, however you recall, however, and look what happened that night in Philadelphia, if you recall. But the thing that really surprised me, I mean, I agree with you, the Sting thing not showing up tonight, however, cutting the promo or at least saying his piece, however, because they said there was talk about it, however, did surprise me a little bit. Like I said, obviously, they're setting up for the whole thing with Triple H and Sting at WrestleMania 31. But let's get to the high point, low point before you ask JD anything. And I'm surprised our colleague is in Indianapolis at Raw tonight. However, the best match of the night, if you want to call it the best match, as much as I hate to say it, however, I think it was Ambrose and Luke Harper. I mean, these guys gave him 14 minutes. It was a good match. However, the only thing I didn't like was the finish, however, when Harper shoved Ambrose into the referee. The worst segment of the night, if you want to call it the really dumb segment of the night, had to have been the whole Fandango-Justin Gabriel thing. I mean, Fandango coming back as a salsa dancer with Rosa Mendez? Yay! Does anyone care? No. The guy's going to, I mean, it's just, this thing is not going to work with him. Just like the whole Adam Rose Bunny thing, it's time to kill them, however, once and for all, and get this whole thing done with. And then you got the whole New Day thing. It's going to be interesting to see what they do next week, because I thought they were going to debut either last night or tonight, but obviously now they're saying, oh, wait till next Monday night in Oklahoma City. We'll put the New Day on for you all. And then, of course, you have the whole Big Show thing with Eric Rowan. Boring. But all in all, however, I did like the ending. However, like I said, however, it was a okay main event, and I'm glad they did what they did with the J&J crew. However, it was well-deserved after so many times of them basically protecting the authority and their goons, if you will. So at least Renewable and Mercury got their butts handed to them tight. But again, we'll have to wait and see what happens next week in Oklahoma City.
Absolutely, we will, as we head towards TLC and they start shaping the final pay-per-view of 2014. Hard to believe this year has just moved incredibly fast. And as we head towards WrestleMania 31, JD, early predictions. What do you think are going to be our big marquee matches for WrestleMania 31?
Ooh, that's a good question there, Mike. I mean, you take a look at it. I mean, everyone keeps saying Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar. That's a possibility. I could see Sting and Triple H, as I said. If they keep Nikki holding the Divas title for a while, however, it could be Nikki and Charlotte Flair, maybe. And then I could see maybe something like maybe, say, the Ascension or the other team that's in NXT, Kenta and Finn Balor possibly taking on someone like maybe the Dust Brothers if they're still together, or maybe possibly Miz and Mizdow, you know?
You're asking for a lot of NXT people to come up before then.
I mean, there have to be. I mean, seriously. I mean, Orton wasn't there tonight, however, and I thought they were going to have him on tonight. However, I imagine they're saving it for next week. But, yeah, NXT has a lot of future guys right now. I mean, it's somewhat – I mean, some of these guys are getting up there in years, like the Big Show, like the Taker, like Mark Henry even. I mean, you saw what Mark Henry happened to him last night. You saw him look really bad tonight, and I think he was either still selling the effects of the injury from last night, but he just looked terrible in the ring tonight against Ryback, if you saw him. So, I mean, they got to start bringing up the future kids, I feel, of NXT. I mean, I'm always an NXT guy. I love NXT to death, and we'll see what happens. You know, like I said, they got to start bringing up some of these guys right now, I feel.
All right. Well, that I'll count that as my question for SJD, so let's keep that moving. Wago, you got anything for SJD this week?
All right.
Devil or Mallet?
You know what? I'm going to say Gavin.
Yeah!
Fuck you.
Sucking that way, go.
Sorry.
Tony, anything for SJD?
Sorry, man.
His name's not Jeff, right?
We got to get him on the air tonight, again. I always have fun. He and I always have a good time getting our debates in, and we got to get that guy on the phone tonight. Hopefully we can track him down tonight. We got to get him on the line with this whole Raw GM thing. Maybe we can get his thoughts on this whole matter.
He is waiting patiently. Perhaps we'll bring him on. I got a couple more things I want to go through here. First, Wago, you sure. Have a question for SJD?
Come on, Wago.
I just asked him.
Oh, yeah. We'll ask another one.
Get on, Matt.
All right. Mallet or Mallet?
Mallet.
Mallet. Woo! Go Mallet!
Well, let me ask you guys this, though, before we go into the next one. What are you guys all doing for Thanksgiving?
I am unfortunately going to be working because I am a manager of a retail store, so that's my life gone, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm going to be with my family. I started my new job at a retail store today, and I'll be spending Thanksgiving with my girlfriend and my family. Oh. About 30 people coming to my house. So.
Lucky you. Yeah, unfortunately, with our lease, we have to open with the mall. The mall opens at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving, stays open all night into Black Friday until 10 p.m. Black Friday.
Well, what time are you done? Like at 6 in the morning or midnight?
The manager of two stores. So unfortunately, I am going to be working all night at one store and then heading over to the other store to finish out Black Friday. So I'm pretty much going to be working almost 30 hours straight.
Yeah. Have some coffee and donuts on standby.
Lots of ice cream. I'll tell you that. I am just going to pig out on so much ice cream. I'm going to gain 5 pounds.
Ice cream's only a good thing, 2 in the morning. Yes. Good call. Good call.
Okay. How about you guys, though? Tony, Wago, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, Thanksgiving I'm fine on. I don't have to go into work until 11:45 p.m. and then I'm up till 7 a.m. So I've only got I get to enjoy Thanksgiving before suffering, at least.
Tony?
I'm not a big fan of Thanksgiving. It's one of my least favorite holidays, but I'll be spending what? I'm not a big fan of the meal, and the meal's the entire thing. But I wish that I would be sitting there eating a pizza instead, but I'll be over my sister's house hanging with the family.
Nice.
JD, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Anything too special?
Well, like I said, I have 30 people coming to my house, and then my girlfriend's coming over, and it's going to be nice. Watch football, obviously, have a nice meal. And then Friday morning, I'm going to be up at 6 in the morning because I got to start work at 7 at my job, and I'll be working till 3. So, I mean, like I said, I started my new job today, so I'm very happy about that.
What store are you working with?
Bookstore.
A bookstore. Oh, fancy. I didn't know you were a reader.
Bookstore. Bookstore.
Oh, the like Sharper Image type place?
Sort of, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. They have some fancy gadgets in there. I like going in there and using their massage chairs.
Oh, yes, I saw a couple of them in there, actually. And believe me, I just thought. Well, the funny thing is, I applied to them a couple months ago, or earlier in the summer, and they finally got back to me last week, and they said, hey, can you come in today, start your first day? I said, yeah, sure. So I work from 1 to 6. So I'll be working 1 to 6 tomorrow and Wednesday, and then 7 to 3 on Friday. So I'll be working 3 or 4 days a week. I don't know if it's part-time or full-time. We'll see what happens. But I'm very happy to get back to work.
All right, we got one last question I'm going to pull here from Silent Wind of Doom. And this is probably going to be a big one here. Right. Silent Wind of Doom wants to know, what do you think of the Ferguson verdict?
Oh, wow. That is a very good question. You know, I'm not very political by any means, but, you know, I mean, it's heartbreaking in a lot of ways, but I think it's crap also, really, in all honesty. I mean, the guy should have been sent to jail, I feel, however, and I just shudder to think what's going to happen there tonight. I really do, in all honesty. It's very, very scary when you think about it, and hopefully nothing will be very out of hand, but you never know, but it's unfortunate it had to come to that, and yeah, it's a tough verdict, however, no question about it, however, but at the same time, however, I wouldn't say justice was prevailed here, because I don't think justice was prevailed here, but it's very scary to see what happened, but I think it was a big, big farce, if you ask me.
Very, very tense times. Everything I'm watching coming out of Ferguson is not good. I just want to say that this whole situation could be handled better by both sides. It's not a time for finger pointing. Agreed. It's not a time for name calling. We all got to chill out and attack this
guys,
right
well,
way.
I don't know if you guys saw or not, though. I mean, they just showed, I'm just looking right now, one of my local newspapers, how they set a couple cop cars on fire
tonight.
Oh,
my God.
They just showed. And it's very scary right now, and I don't know. The president's trying to say how tonight he's appealing for calm and understanding, but I don't think there's going to be it's going to be a very restless night. I think it's going to be a very tense night there in Ferguson in more ways than one, and it's scary.
Very scary. All right, well, let's get things lightened back up here. Let's bring out our next caller from the 540. Yep. Let's see who it is. 540, you're live on the Raw Post Show.
It's Austin.
Oh, shit! The Hulkster!
Nice.
The Hulkster's here! Hulk?
We know something, man. Hulkamania is running wild on Omega Powers Radio, man. Hulkamania has been training, dude. And he watched Survivor Series. And when he saw Sting give the Scorpion death drop for Triple H, the whole film erupted, man. Like I did when I slammed Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 3. Oh, brother. And brother, I'm glad that Triple H is out of authority for good, man.
Yeah, and put out. What do you think about him being put out by your old enemy Sting? Aren't you infuriated by that?
Yes, I'm a little bit infuriated, man. I'm a little bit infuriated with Sting because he took my WCW title in 1997 and in 1999, brother, because I want Sting in the ring one more time, brother, so we can settle this once and for all, dude.
You know, Hulk, I was always hoping that I could get you on the station at some point because obviously the station's name is Mega Powers Radio, and I had the opportunity to buy megapowers.com because about 5 years ago, the trademark on Mega Powers ran out. WWE didn't renew it. So what do you think about me being able to steal your old tag team name?
Well, let me tell you something, dude. It's a good thing that you're doing this, man, because Hulkamania respects you and props you.
Oh, man.
Big up, you little man.
I'm going to save that soundbite, and I'm going to start playing at the beginning of the show.
I want to thank the Lord upstairs, Jesus Christ, for letting me come into this radio show, brother. Except I'm John.
Oh, he got us. Jeff got us.
I know. So, what did you think of the main event last night? Crazy or what?
A bit overbooked. Some interesting moments. It could have been a lot better, I would say, though. But how did you think about it, dude?
Let me tell you something. That was the biggest reaction I ever heard ever in the WWE.
Ever?
I mean, well, 2014, you had great WWE moments. You had Brock Lesnar break the Undertaker streak. You have him winning the WWE World Heavyweight title. And Survivor Series, that moment was finally here. had nearly blown the roof when I saw him. And if you hadn't asked me here on this radio station that I would never say this, it was true. Sting! Sting! Sting!
Sting is finally in the WWE. But coming on to Raw for a second here, what do you think about our GM situation? We had Daniel Bryan there tonight.
Before I get on to that, can you imagine Jim Ross saying, "By God! By God! It's Sting! It's Sting! The Icon is here!"
Nope.
Well, I don't need to imagine after such a good impression.
Indeed. Yeah. Indeed.
But let's get on to Ross, shall
Absolutely.
We? Yep. Daniel Bryan running Raw tonight. I think that was a good twist. I think that was kind of okay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But seeing he overbooked some kind of matches, which I didn't care for whatsoever, but I did care for the main event.
Hmm. The
Hey, JD, how are you?
Good, Jeff. How you doing? Michael was just asking the question that I was ready to ask, too. What do you think this whole new GM thing, this whole GM thing?
I don't know. I really don't know. I could see a face GM, too. I mean, all this time we've been having, like, heel general managers, and AJ, when she was a face at the time, and her general manager reign only lasted, like, 3 months.
Yes.
Yep.
Hmm.
But, if they go heel GM, however, I mean, you could just tell. I mean, I'm thinking three heels could be it though. One of them, I'm thinking it could be possibly maybe William Regal. That's a possibility.
Hmm. Oh, he was a good general. Well, he was a general manager back in 2008,
and he was a commissioner too, which is more important.
Years ago.
Yeah, he was a commissioner. You're right, exactly. Two, they could go maybe possibly. I mean, you kind of saw a little bit at the end of the show tonight. Michael Cole had a little bit of a smirk across his face, and you're thinking, oh, shit. This
like
can't
he
be
always
it.
Does.
Yeah. And he's, like, shaking his shoulders like, I didn't know anything about it. Mm. But the one guy, and I'm hoping this is not the guy they bring in as full-time GM. Please, and I hope the guys this already, I don't know if you heard me earlier when I called it, when I was talking about it earlier. Please, for the love of God, do not bring in John freaking goddamn Laryngitis. We do not want him back on our television.
It's John Laryngitis, the executive vice president of Raw, and the general manager of Raw and SmackDown. Oh, I hated that voice. That made
I know.
Sick.
I don't want to see him back in power.
I had to hear that man's name, when I heard that man talk like, it made me want, like, have paint dry.
Exactly. I'm the same way with you, Jeff. And that's why I said I don't want him back in power. I think a Regal would be good. I think Paul Heyman would be terrific. I think Paul Heyman would be fantastic as a heel GM. I think it would be great. They need someone to run the ship for a while. And like I said, I told the guys, I think Stephanie Preggers again, and I think she's expecting number four, and that's why they're going to keep her off TV, I feel, possibly maybe till the Rumble, maybe until early February. What's your take?
Yeah, I think Paul Heyman should be an okay choice for him to run the Raw GM, you know?
Mm.
Think of all the heels that I hated the most after the Bischoff era was over. I mean, you had Mike Adamley, you had the cut Jonathan Coachman, you had Vicky Guerrero, and you had Brad Maddox.
So, we're going to go ahead and bring on our next caller, Silent Wind of Doom. Silent Wind of Doom, you there?
Hi.
Hey, Silent Wind of Doom.
Hey.
How you doing, Silent Wind of Doom?
Is this a party line?
Yeah, you're in the party line on Mega Powers Radio Raw post show on MegaPowersRadio.com. How you doing, dude?
Doing okay. I was applying lotion. So I have to get everything back.
All right. Well, now I think we're going to return to JD and Jeff.
Way to make pro wrestling gay. God.
Gay!
So
now all the troll callers are like, wait, you stole my line. What the fuck do I say now?
Silent Wind of Doom, what do you think about Survivor Series and Raw? It's been a crazy past couple of nights for wrestling.
Heck yeah. I, all of the, yeah, so much, so much.
Oh, I could tell you're just pouring with opinions about it.
It's crazy. Raw happened tonight.
Are you really that much at a lack of words? Like, there actually was some cool stuff that went down on Raw tonight.
Yeah, there was a lot of cool stuff. I don't know, like, where to start from a general...
All right, well, how about we start off where our callers left off, the anonymous GM thing, or just the GM in general?
I'd heard people make reference to it, and I just thought, you know, they were joking about an old bit. And then we got to the end, and that actually happened. And I have no idea what happened at the end with it continuously beeping over again and everyone just looking at each other, and then we cut to black. That was weird.
It's not a nice thing to say about Mark Henry.
Maybe wow. The person pushing the button thought that it was supposed to be the time cow noise, and they thought maybe if they'd press it enough times, it'd actually be like a moo.
I always just imagine Kevin Dunn just being greasy and sticky. I bet the key just got stuck from him touching it.
Imagine how pissed Drew would be, though, if that was like a whole bunch of moves. He's like, even at fucking WWE, they're moving.
Greasy. Trailer Park Boys reference for you there. All right, so I want to do, let me hit you with this one. What do you think about the ascension of Eric Rowan?
Sweet. Good to see.
All right.
You can't see me. I actually kind of backed up, threw both thumbs up, and just put them out there. Like, yeah. Even though I am completely invisible to everybody.
Keep squeezing that rock, Payton.
But yeah, it was good to see. I was actually kind of distracted at that point, but at least not getting Show and Mark Henry anymore. Everyone's sort of settling into their other things. Rowan is not going to be just creeping on women. That's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's actually like got a little bit of a character stand up to him. Ferris 419 actually submits a question for Ask Silent Wind of Doom. Exactly how high are you tonight?
I'm not high.
I don't get high.
He doesn't get high.
I am high.
I put myself in the right mindset. I'm better than last time. I had like no points. And that other guy, I don't know who he was, called in and actually talked seriously about wrestling and stuff. I'm like, I can't follow that.
Oh, what was it? Was it Luigi? Anyway. You talking about the guy that like Wago chased off because he just had an opinion he didn't like?
Yeah, Wago.
I don't give a fuck.
He said you know, old wrestling was better than now, and Wago did
thing,
not agree
you know
with
he
him.
He crawled off a fucking forum and was like, yeah, I'm going to tell the fucking world that old pro wrestling sucks.
There was something that I asked in the chat earlier that I was just wondering, because I've listened to, you know, Smack Out Moment and everything, and Wago
Smack Out Moment.
not having to see Brock every week. Do you think that's understandable, and we've seen that happen? But do you think at this point, going on like 9 weeks, a bit too far, or do you still think we're all right?
I'm sorry,
Brock Lesnar. Who's that question directed at?
I'm sorry, I'm cracking up because you said smack out moment. it's smack talk on smack out moment.
It's actually, I've seen worse over the years. I've got people that think that it's smart talk moment. And a whole bunch of crazy things. So smack out moment's not that.
Smart talk as soon as
I think he was channeling his inner Sergeant Slaughter. Is what it was.
It took me about a month to realize that I was subconsciously calling Paul Heyman John Heyman, the guy from the Daily Show.
Well, at least you weren't calling him Jeff Heyman.
Friends, like John Heyman. Yeah, that really screws with me because my name's actually Jeff. Read everyone in the chat.
So you're not John?
I'm not
John. Okay, John. No. Thanks, Colin.
Thank you very much.
Oh, gosh. So since you were so curious about everyone else's opinion, what's your opinion, Silent Wind of Doom, on the whole Ferguson trials?
Oh, I don't know. I just found out about it like an hour ago.
Well, yeah, it was just made an hour ago.
Yeah, we're going on three. I found out like an hour after it happened. I wanted to see what would happen if I asked him that question, and I was expecting something not that. He was so mature about it. I'm proud of him, kind of. I was surprised. I was expecting something crazy. I thought maybe he'd say something horrible. I don't know, but no.
Is it bad that I have no idea what this is?
It's about that whole, like, really not kid who got shot in Missouri by the cop. You haven't heard about this?
Black guy got shot, black people are mad, the end.
Remember Trayvon Martin or Amadou Diallo or...
That's like people? A new Trayvon Martin thing?
Yeah. You know what? Be honest, I don't actually know the exact story of what happened. I just know that I think he was unarmed dude got shot by cops in the St. Louis area, and people have been rioting in the streets for weeks.
We should check in on our friends.
He wasn't Ferguson.
Oh, go ahead, Tony.
Wasn't Ferguson the brother of Clarissa?
yes, he was.
That's the first thing I thought of, was like something to do with him, and I'm like, that can't be right.
Yeah, Wazili pretty much wrapped it up all in one short line here. Robbed a store, attacked a cop. Cop killed him. Blacks hate Whitey and the man. The end.
Pretty much. Nail on the fucking head.
Well, a new day is coming, so...
Hey, I'm...
Monday, we get to see it.
Those promos have won me over so much since the very first one I saw, and I'm pretty stoked to see. Especially tonight when we saw the three of them together. Like, that really solidified it for me.
I love Xavier Woods in the background, just like wigging the fuck out. He's just kind of like, "Oh shit, New Day's coming! Oh my god!" Like, he can't fucking contain his excitement. It's amazing. I want to see this stable so fucking bad. I want them to like win the tag titles immediately.
I'd love for this to just be a rip, and they record it, and they're going, "We're actually canceling it. You're all getting split up."
That or they actually come out, and it's a rib on the WWE audience, and they're just like, "You really think we're going to come out and do this shit? You guys are fucking stupid." We are smart, athletic friends. We're not going to do this.
Quite.
I want to check it and see what they've realized.
Oh, yeah.
And Cesaro is the guy that you need to keep an eye on.
Yeah. Another guy who I think would have a brilliant 2015 is Wade Barrett.
Hmm. What's going on? What's going on? Somebody!
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I got asthma, real bad.
Okay, all right.
I thought it was a severe case of butt rot.
But let's get on to bad news.
Yes, Barrett. I'm glad he's back. I really am.
Me too. But I don't see him as like a heel.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Who's smacking things with a mallet in the background?
What? It's a gavel, sir.
And what's that?
It's this thing.
Okay.
All right, guys, so I have a big question. I know you guys are talking about all these new stars, but what do you think about the New Day? Because the New Day's coming.
The New Day, I think it's going to suck.
What?
You know what? I think it is, too. I really do, because it's going to run its course for a while, and then people are going to be like, what the hell, you know? You turn Kofi into a dancing fool. Xavier Woods is a joke. I mean, he hasn't done much since he got in the WWE. And Big E, they could have done so much more with him.
Because of his big, big-ass titties. Muscle titties, I mean.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes. Jeff.
And then...
Well, you got more to say? Go ahead. You got more to think about the New Day?
What? Kofi Kingston. You build him up as a former Intercontinental Champion and a former United States Champion, and now you're going to have him in a heel team... Whether they're going to be heels or faces.
I don't think they're going to be heels. I think they're going to be baby faces. I think there's a lot of excitement around them.
Kofi doesn't... they need to be faces. I mean, they need to be faces because the Nation of Domination, they were heels, and they need to have a
Hold on. What does this team have anything to do with the Nation of Domination?
They're black.
They are black.
The Nation of Domination? Just
avoid it. It's okay. So what would you do with these guys if this wasn't – because I'm excited for this. I think this is going to be a good shot in the arm for them. What would you do with these guys if you had the book? Because these are three talents that have been wasted for years. What would you do with them?
You got to put Xavier in a singles title. And Kofi and Big E, I'm sure they're going to be a tag team and be in the hunt for the tag team titles.
What about you?
Which, by the way, Miz and Mizdow as tag team champions is kind of okay. I'm glad they're letting Damian Sandow get a push. But then again, but back to this whole New Day situation. I would see Xavier hold a singles title, and I would hold Kofi, and I would have Kofi and Big E win a tag team title.
JD, what do you think about the what to do with the New Day? Like, if you had your choice, because you always like to criticize what they got going on there. If you could just take these three guys, do anything with them, what would you do?
Well, Kofi, I think, however, I mean, it'll be interesting to see if the fans find a Kofi with Big E and Xavier. I just don't think it's going to work, however. It's too cookie cutter, if you ask me, however. I think they could have done so much better with these three guys. I mean, Big E and Kofi as a team, yes, is fine. But Xavier Woods, they haven't done absolutely squat with him. I mean, he wasn't really great in NXT. He was fair in TNA, however. I think right now they're trying to give him a chance here to see if he can do something. I just don't see anything good coming out of him at all, and I'm not surprised he hasn't got his release yet, but I just don't see this thing becoming good at all. I really don't. I think the fans are not going to buy into this. It's going to be like a few weeks, and then they'll be back to superstars. They'll probably be going to dark match too, like warm-up matches and superstars tapings.
All right, Jeff, before we let you go, I got one more thing I have to ask you that I always ask people, your high point and your low point for the show.
Of course, you always have to do that. I guess the high point has to be Daniel Bryan as the general manager. Low point for me is, okay. Well, the low point is definitely Noble and Mercury being picked as Rollins' partners.
You thought that was a low point? I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, kind of a low point, but... but then again, that could be considered second high point. And I think my second low point was Kane. Was Kane in that food joint.
And Cryback.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he threw his nuts at him. He says, hey, Kane, you forgot your nuts.
That was he
yeah, that was crazy, too. I'm watching the first Ferguson thing right now, and I just want to let you guys know that I'm really glad that you are not trying not to talk about it, because it is very bad out there, and I can see people. I'm watching CNN right now, and I'm seeing people getting jumping on cars right now, and there's a lot of tear gas as well.
Yeah, I told the guys, Jeff, it's going to be a very restless night in Ferguson. It's going to be a very intense night, to say the least, however. And I think
what happened back many, many years ago in L.A.
Wazili is saying
Wazili
in the chat room is saying it's not just going on in Ferguson. Apparently this is going on in a number of cities across the United States. People are outraged all over.
Is this WrestleMania 2?
You see, I live near the D.C. area, and only channels I have are D.C. channels, and they have, like, protests. They're, like, protesting across the street, and, yeah, like you said, J.D., this is a very bad situation, And I don't think anyone's going to get some sleep in Ferguson.
Oh, God, no. Oh, good.
No, God, no. There's no, I mean, no sleep tonight, no doubt about it. I mean, seriously, in all honesty. And it, you're right.
We got to pray for everyone here tonight.
Yes.
Well, I believe that Michael Brown may have done it on self-defense, but who knows? It's just my opinion. There is no need for violence here in the state of Missouri. There's definitely, I mean, look at 9/11, for instance.
All right.
That was a big...
I really don't want to go that deep into it. No, we don't want to have to go deep into it. We got... it was time, Cow. You got mood.
And I'm seeing right now that fires are breaking out in Ferguson as well.
Oh, gosh. All right, guys. We're going to move on to our next caller. Try to stick to wrestling. Like I said, I didn't want to go too deep into
see
it.
You all later, guys.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a good night.
See you, Jeff. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Bye, Jeff.
Have a good night, JD.
You too, guys.
Jeff. See you, guys.
All right. Silent Wind of Doom, you still there?
Yes, I'm the only Jeff standing.
All right.
He is Jeff.
Oh, my goodness. Silent Wind of Doom, I'm going to invite you to hang out on the line here while I do something a little special that I wanted to do. Many of you out there may not know, but this is the one-year anniversary since we've taken this show to iTunes. Originally, I just had the show posted on YouTube, and then I brought it onto iTunes and eventually onto SmarkOutMoment.com, where you can find it every single week. However, I wanted to celebrate and do something a little different for the show and take a little look back at where we were a year ago. And I took a listen through the entire show from a year ago. And, man, we actually talked wrestling for the whole 2 hours, no problem. We have a very tough time doing these days. Really different call cast. There was no JD. There was no Jeff. Actually, there was a Jeff. Texas Jeff. Man, I miss Texas Jeff.
Oh, from Texas?
Yeah, Texas Jeff from Texas.
I spoke to him the other day. He's doing good.
Oh, I'm glad Texas Jeff from Texas is still doing good. Texas Jeff, if you're listening, man, shout out to you, man. We miss you. You should call in 1 week. But throughout the whole show, I wanted to find a little clip to play just to remember where things were a year ago. And not only was it a momentous occasion a year ago for that, something else really special happened a year ago tonight. And to help us remember that, let's take a look back on the first edition of the Raw Post Show Throwback, or the Raw Post Show Rewind, whatever you want to call it. So here we go.
All right. So, so Jerry Lawler is outside interviewing this family at ringside.
Dr. Honeckerberger's family.
Exactly. First thing I notice is there's all these Jewish symbols on these guys' shirts. It's like, oh, it's Dr. Honeckerberger's family. But no, it's not Dr. Honeckerberger's family. It's some guy who I guess won the some fund contest that they had for Hurricane Sandy. And he says, yeah, I have my own wrestler name. I already came up with a wrestler persona. I'm the Kosher Butcher. I'm like, oh yeah, like that isn't offensive enough. Like you're totally just going with the stereotypical Jewish thing. And then Jerry asked him, oh, I hear you have a finisher too. What's the name of your finisher? And he turns the shirt over. I didn't see if he actually says it on the shirt, but he's like, the circumcision.
I saw like a chunk of the word on it because they kind of panned away from the t-shirt, but yeah, it was on there.
It said something like, you're going to get circumcised.
Yeah, that was it.
Jerry Lawler quickly covering up. All right, we're going to have to move on now.
Cut to R-Truth in the ring with just his, the fuck? Kind of look.
Yeah. And I looked at him and was like, why did you ask him?
Yeah, when you wheel out R-Truth, you must have really crossed the line.
Yeah. We're always talking about how some people need new finishers, like Dolph Ziggler and whatever. There you go.
Oh, can Dolph get a Jew gimmick?
Yeah, that's right. A year ago, we had the Kosher Butcher on Raw. What a hilarious night that was. You guys remember that?
Here it is a year later, and Dolph still does not have that Jew gimmick.
And a year ago, Drew was still doing the snake laugh. I don't know if you guys caught that on there. Drew was definitely doing the snake laugh in full effect. I don't know how it took us so long to catch on to that.
Yeah, I know. That would just make fun of him for every time he breathes.
Just slithered on by us.
You're fucking terrible.
Silent Wind of Doom. When was your first? When did you first start to listen to us? How'd you find us, and around when was that?
I watched. I don't remember. I had watched one of the pay per views, and I started watching Raw every week. And I watched people reviews of the pay per views, and I was like, "Raw's over. I kind of want to hear someone talk about it." And you guys were like one of the first things that popped up, so I started listening and eventually found the live stuff, and here I am.
Oh, very cool. So you're a new fan. You're a new fan in general, not just of us, but of wrestling.
I when I was real little, I used to spend, like, both my parents worked, so I'd get dropped off in the morning at my grandparents' house. My uncle was in his late teens and lived there, and he watched all of the wrestling. He had stacks of VHS tapes of every pay-per-view that he taped, and I'd watch them with him and everything, and I watched all that stuff and with Hogan and Bret and, you know, that era, the double Undertakers and all that stuff, and kind of, you know, lost attention to it when I started going to school and not taking that trip every day. And then started watching around the Attitude Era for like a year. And then the last thing I saw was Highway to Hell before, you know, recently, where I started watching with my cousin and my uncle. And I watched WrestleMania over my uncle's house. And the next day he's like, okay. So all the storylines are just now. So you got to watch every week.
now you got to be hooked. It's a commitment.
I started watching Raw every week, and yeah, I was an Undertaker fan, and I saw Bray Wyatt, and I was like, he looks freaking awesome, and I started watching every week.
Neat. Yeah.
So, I am Mega Powers Radio's resident Bray Wyatt mark.
You're the one.
Who wasn't pissed off at the end. Who wasn't pissed off at the end of Hell in a Cell. If I weren't excited that he wasn't getting fired, I probably would have been upset that they didn't complete the storyline, but I was happy. Yeah, I was the only person in the world that was happy.
Oh, gosh. Silent Wind of Doom, if you want to hang out for a little bit, I think I'm going to bring on our next caller. I've seen them having a hard time connecting. Yeah, you cool hanging out for a little bit?
Go for it, please.
Going to bring on another caller from the 954 area code. Caller from 954, you're live on the Raw Post Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Time.
It's Vader time, baby. I don't know what Vader sounds like, but it's Vader time on Mega Powers Radio.
That was an excellent. No, it was a terrible Vader impression. Who the hell are you? Who are you?
It's Patrick. I've called before. I'm calling from sunny South Florida.
Patrick from sunny South Florida. Sounds like a beautiful place to be as we're preparing for snow here in the Northeast. How you doing tonight, Patrick? Thanks for calling back.
I'm doing great. And I'm just gonna say I really like tonight's episode so far. It was a great episode of Raw. It was a great episode of Raw because guess who ran the show for the night? Daniel Bryan! Yay!
Yes, he did. Daniel Bryan did indeed. And next week, we can look forward to the Anonymous GM. What do you think about that? You think the Anonymous GM is going to be an excellent show? Do you think it's something that they're going to keep going forward?
Yeah. I don't know who it might be, but like.
Hello? What?
Yeah, I agree with him.
I think we lost the call. We got another caller from 954. I don't know if it's the same person. Caller from 954, you're live on the Raw Post Show. Is this Patrick or is this someone else?
Yeah, it's me. It's me again. We just got disconnected.
Okay. Well, welcome back.
Okay. Yeah, I was really because Daniel Bryan ran the show, and how he does this, he humiliates Team Authority. We got, like, you know,
at vote, WWE app, we have Daniel Bryan, like, you know, like, of course, main event, Cena and Ziggler against Rollins and J&J Security. We have, like, you know, like, we have, like, finally, I get to see Rusev get humiliated. He's forced, like, you know, like, Lana or Rusev say the Pledge of Allegiance, but they refuse. But Jack Swagger comes out and saves him. But that's still fine. I still think that he should have defended his U.S. title in the Battle Royal. But that's fine. And then of course, the beginning we got a Mark Henry. Yeah, Ryback. Like I'm like, you know, avenging his WrestleMania loss from 2 years ago to Ryback. Ryback be defeating Mark Henry on Raw tonight. So then, of course, we got goodbye corporate Kane. Say hello to concessions Kane.
Yeah, finally another version of Kane. We've had Demon Kane. We've had corporate Kane. We've had General Kane. Now we have concessions Kane. The many faces of Kane. This guy might want to go back to, what was that therapist's name? Dr. Shelby for multiple personality disorder.
I think it's Dr. Shelby, I don't know.
I miss Dr. Shelby. You know who I really miss? Harold. Guy could have been a star. Old Harold.
I miss Dr. Honkerberger.
Yeah. I do miss that. I miss the kosher butcher. Yeah. And the Eliminator!
And of course.
He should get inducted to the Hall of Fame posthumously.
Yeah, and also one thing I was actually really surprised to see tonight was I don't know if we've ever heard him speak before, but we hear Eric Rowan speak for the first time. I don't like bullies.
I don't know. What do you think about him keeping the sheep mask? Do you think that's something that he should hold up or he should get rid of?
Yeah, he should. He should keep that mask. One thing I'd like to see, Bloodline, I'm surprised he didn't even show up to Raw tonight. I thought he would have. What happened to me last night at Survivor Series, the debut of Sting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course he costed a team authority of the match. And of course, Ziggler, like, surviving against, like, the sole survivor. And of course, like, Big Show almost costing them. And of course, like, you know. If he knows he's gonna lose, why would you if you think you're gonna lose, why would you not knock out the team captain? Like, really?
Surprise, motherfucker.
What? This is Vader, baby.
Vader sound radio.
All right, Patrick. Before we just get in a battle here with sound effects, what was your high point and your low point for tonight's episode of Raw?
Okay, my high point was the main event, of course, the main event. And then it was the main event, of course, like, you know, they getting an easy victory over Seth Rollins and Jobber Security. The low point, which I think the worst match would have to be first off, I would just like to point one thing out. Look at this. Look at a newly different Fandango. What is this? Who is this dark dancer with Rosa Mendez you now call Fandango?
That is a sexy stud named Fandango.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You have to let the A's breathe when you say it, you know.
Yeah, and actually, yeah. So, yeah, and my low point, I think the worst match would have to be Brie Bella versus AJ Lee. Yeah, and also, I'm actually really surprised seeing Nikki Bella holding the title, because what I heard is, I actually thought it was real. There's this rule called the Total Divas Rule, which states that, like Vince McMahon is not allowing any of the divas who are on Total Divas to hold the
Patrick,
title. Patrick,
I'm going to impart some wisdom on you as an old man. Don't believe what you read on the internet.
Yeah, sure.
All right, Patrick. Have a good night, man. Thanks for calling in. Have a good Thanksgiving,
all
bro.
Right, sure. All right, it's been nice.
Gobble, gobble. Silent with a doob. You still there?
Good old Patty.
Oh, yeah. I'm still here.
How does it feel to know that, Patrick? We look forward to Patrick's calls more than yours.
Ouch. What the heck?
Wow, dick.
Seriously. Is this because I said mallet?
I know I shouldn't have done that. No, I'm just...
Don't worry, I'm still there for you.
No, you're not.
Fandango with the freaking flax and... That must be, like, the most uncomfortable ring gear.
He looks like he's,
He's flipping around in
He looks like he's handling
clothes.
It pretty well.
Yeah.
Looks like he's handling Rosa pretty well.
I would be, too.
No, they said the new...
If you were Michael
I'm just
going to
say I totally dig the new Fandango. The new and improved Fandango, I should say. The new package is great. The new girl. Best thing that Rosa has ever done in her entire career. She looks like a natural fit to be by Fandango's side. She's a sexy Spanish señorita just dancing all the Latin tunes with him. They've switched up his theme to have the more like samba feel to it with the smooth Latin acoustic guitar. Fuck, I love that theme.
They announced the brand new Fandango, and then they cut to the ring, and you see her, and like, holy crap, post-op Fandango is freaking hot.
The brand new Fandango that debuted the night before. In the same match.
Still new for Raw. Not.
I'm just saying, it's a waste of fucking time. They could have thrown anyone different in there.
Well, maybe they figured Justin Gabriel was in town.
Maybe they said, all right, you wore that stupid skeleton outfit last night, so we need you to wrestle again, but in some gear.
Or maybe they figured stupid. Justin Gabriel was the only guy in the roster that can make Fandango look manly.
Yeah. Probably.
I'm sorry, is that being offensive? It's going to be hard for me to be really offensive in a night with stuff going down like there is in Ferguson. Of course, I could say a few things to really push some buttons, but I'm not, because it's not how I roll. On here, anyway.
Yeah, privately.
just the Hanukkah Berg.
That's where it gets crazy.
Hanukkah Burger isn't offensive. Jews don't get mad about that stuff.
I don't think Jews listen to us. I don't think Jews are allowed to use the internet. if I'm wrong about that, someone correct me. But that's my understanding of it.
It's okay. No, no one believes you.
Silent Wind of Doom. You know what I mean by Kira's Joel, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Kira's Joel is a massive Hasidic Jewish community near us, near the Woodbury Commons.
I actually went with my family down there. And did they
throw stuff
at
you?
I thought you said...
No. We had to go down there for something. On the way back, we went through and we got stuck in traffic, and it's like just... strip malls filled with Jewish businesses.
No, those are houses.
Those do, but they're actual businesses.
Right, whatever. We're done talking about this shit. Let's take a little break. When we come back, we'll be continuing the Raw Post Show here on Mega Powers Radio.
It's Ted DiBiase, the $1 million man. If you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the $1 million man.
Now we're back here on MegaPowersRadio.com with the Raw Post Show, the most interactive post-Raw experience available. We love hearing what everyone out there has got to say. Lots of opinions going on between Survivor Series and Raw, and something went down in Missouri. I don't know what everyone's complaining about. But if you want to call in, area code 760-512-7247 is the number to do so. You can also join us in the chat room. We got Ferris419 and Silent Wind of Doom. Wazili just left us. Would you not like our break music? Come on, get back in there, Wazili. Anyone else listening out there, register with blogtalkradio.com. And if you're listening in the archive version, what the hell are you doing? Get here live Monday nights following Raw, megapowersradio.com. Listen to us live so you can participate in all the fun things going on with that. And I believe we have a guest caller coming in from the 765 area code. Could it be? Is it him? Yes, I believe it is. Drew White. What's shaking, Drew?
That's a bad of a fucking gas station. You guys don't
really
call
him. You're at a gas station?
Yeah.
Oh, did he
get gas
station?
You're at the gas station?
No, I'm at one of the gas stations on the family phone. I had to go take a piss, and I was going to get a soda, and then I was going to go home and
listen. But since you guys wanted to call in, I called in. So yeah.
Wait, you went to Raw? You went to Raw with your family?
No. My family used to own a bunch of gas stations in Indiana and Ohio. I told you the story. I went with Kyle and Luke.
So you must be in Kyle? Pretty close walking distance to a Red Lobster.
You went with Kyle and Duke?
Luke with an L. Dookie, of course.
Hello, did you take AJ with you?
No.
So how was Raw? How was Raw live tonight?
I think Superstars might have been better than Raw. I don't know.
Wow.
You know what? It was good for like the first 15 minutes. Like I really went crazy because I didn't know Daniel Bryan was supposed to be there, so I went crazy for that. But that segment went on forever, and I think after that, no one just gave a shit because the crowd was just fucking. I swear, during the Dean Ambrose match, you could hear a pin drop. It was so quiet. I've never been to a crowd that was so dead. I feel like Sioux City, Iowa, for crying out loud.
Dude, the whole crowd was terrible this whole night, dude. You should be ashamed.
Yeah, I think it's mainly Drew's fault.
I don't know, dude. I could see, and I was actually mildly surprised. At least I haven't worked that bad.
No, honestly, Drew, you know, considering you know Vince McMahon, I would have expected you to have much better seats.
No, I know. Well, it was balcony, first row of balcony, may I add. There was a lot of empty seats tonight as well. There was, it wasn't 100% full, but like you know, in the areas where you could sit at, I saw a few noticeable spots where chunks of people weren't there. So I don't know, because there were some parts where they got kind of loud, but then there was parts where it was just like you hear fucking pin drop. It was really bad.
You know what? I'm actually curious, since we don't hear the crowd noise over it. How did the crowd react to the New Day videos?
Okay, so imagine a bunch of black people talking. All right, are you imagining it? Okay, and imagining to a bunch of white people having to listen to it. That's what it was. No one cared. I cared because I thought it was awesome, but no one else cared.
Imagine, is that what's going on all over the country right now?
Yes. Oh yeah, the Burger King stuff. Yeah, someone told me that while we were there, and I was like. Oh, God damn it. It's like the Zimmerman stuff all over again. Jesus.
Don't you live not too far from there?
St. Louis is where it happened at, right?
Around there, yeah.
Yeah. It's a couple hours away. When I was driving home, I didn't see anything too bad. Like I didn't see anyone in the streets rioting like apparently people were. So it wasn't too bad. But, I mean, Survivor Series was at St. Louis last night, so that was interesting. So, yeah. Words. Synonyms. Yeah.
What did you think about the anonymous GM at the end?
Oh, man, gosh. I saw him set that up as soon as the match ended, because it wasn't there. Like, they had people jump over the balcony. Or not the balcony, that little railing they had to separate the crowd. And as soon as I saw it, as soon as I realized it was a podium, I said in the group chat that we have that at the anonymous round game, I could just tell because I could see the laptop. And the thing I realized was like a few people didn't really realize who they were. Like a bunch of kids behind us were like, "What is that?" I was like, if only you were watching in 2010, son. 2011. That's when.
Oh my God! How crazy is that, dude? How crazy is that? There's people watching wrestling now. I guess Silent Wind Doom would definitely be one of them who just like have absolutely no idea what the anonymous GM was.
Fucking lucky bastards.
I thought it was awesome. I have videos and pictures of Michael Cole and stuff. And God, it got the end when the way they ended it with the fucking thing going off. It's like, Jesus Christ, dude, do you have like your spam folder like not up or something? It was Jesus. That thing was crazy at the end. Like, I mean, I thought it was interesting because, like, the entire time I was thinking who they could put in power if they were going to continue, like, having a GM or something. And, I guess they're going to. I thought it was stupid because, like, oh, come on, the Hornswoggle, why are we even trying at this point? But I was like, maybe they'll shake it up or something.
Yeah, we were saying before, people probably won't even remember. It's not that big of a deal. Drew, did they have a dark.
Wait, what did you say?
Ferris 419 wanted me to ask you, did they have a dark match after they went off the air?
Okay, so what happened during the beginning when Daniel Bryan mentioned the Battle Royale and stuff, and I forget what happened, but apparently it wasn't going to happen because apparently Lana did two words.
Battle Royale? So. They had a bunch of kids released into the arena who killed each other violently?
Yeah, eliminated one.
the dark match, if you could call it that, they had Shane O'Brien, Cena, and Ziggler. And Cena was like, oh, man, there was a battle royale, but there's only three of us in the ring. We need at least six. So they dragged Mercury, Noble, and Seth Rollins out and back in the ring. And because since Brian couldn't do anything, he just sat and stayed in the corner the entire time while Cena beat up the other three. And then We Want Steam Chant happened. Which was kind of disappointing that he wasn't there, but it's fucking Indianapolis. Why the hell would he be there? But, shoot, what happened? And then, Cena grabs the mic. He's like, oh, you want to see a Sting? And then he just starts slapping Noble's chest in the corner. It was fucking stupid. It was a stupid pun that only Cena would make. But it wasn't really a dart match, so to speak. But, yeah, it was something.
It wasn't a dart match.
Yeah.
All right, Drew. Like
15 minutes too. So yeah.
What? I know you're still on the road there. What was your good, bad, and ugly tonight?
Ooh, shit. My good. It might have been Ryback just beating the shit out of Kane segment. And hey, you got your nuts. I thought that was funny. My bad. It's gonna be Larry the Cable Guy. Honestly. I didn't think it was that bad. They could have done a lot worse with him, and it wasn't that bad. Like, they did some funny things. Well, I didn't get to hear the commentary, but what exactly did he do out there? Did he actually talk about wrestling, or was he just promoting Jingle All the Way too?
He was talking about the bunny. He was talking about the bunny the whole time.
Oh, okay. Well, it's better than Kevin Hart, so there's that. And then my ugly, I'm trying to remember, because I honestly do not remember much. But my ugly might have to be the bunny, because I think the bunny's so stupid now.
Wasn't the bunny on the Drew Crew?
For 2 minutes, but then he started humping, and then it got weird. Like, that's something that I really like. Luke doesn't really watch wrestling, but so I had to explain to him why there's a bunny, and he's humping nothing. And I had to explain to him humping that. So I thought that alone deserves an ugly. This whatever it was happened last week, it deserves to be carried over this week.
Yeah. All right, Drew. Yeah. I'm gonna let you go for now, but we'll hit you up later.
All right, Negroes, you enjoy. I might listen in on the car ride, so don't in the car call at all.
Okay, I'll put you on mute.
You're so getting shot tonight.
My gosh. Is that one to do me there?
Yeah.
Doom.
How does it feel to be the only fan to have a catchphrase of having your name pronounced?
Sure, I'll take it.
Okay. Well, not so unenthused. You know what? Fuck you. I'm not saying your name enthusiastically anymore. Let's go here. Wazili! How does that one say?
Ferris 419.
Booyaka, booyaka, Ferris 419.
Nah, that's a downgrade. Mysterio sucks.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, his theme sucked too.
We can't give Ferris a push because he doesn't have a famous friend that's dead.
The spirit of Ferris.
All right, guys. We haven't done one of these in a while. Why don't we clean up the rest of Raw with a Raw quick draw? Huh? How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
We should do it. We should do it. All right. We'll do this really quickly. Silent One of Doom, you get to participate. I'm going to say a name of a match or a segment, and you guys are going to sum up it in anywhere from one word to one full sentence, just something really quickly to put out your thoughts about it. So when I say it, Silent One of Doom, you can start us off. You get to go first. Tony, you go second. And Wago, you round us out. All right, fine. You can go last. Tony, you go first. Wago, you go second. Silent One of Doom, you go last. There you go.
No, I want to go second.
Too bad. You're going first. Mark Henry versus Ryback.
No, I'm going first.
No, Wago.
You just said that Wago's going first.
Wago goes first.
Shitty match.
Tony?
Good. I'm glad that he actually got his win back.
All right. So I don't want to do.
Yeah, Ryback's belt is pretty ridiculous.
All right. Ambrose versus Luke Harper, Intercontinental title match. Wyatt attacks Dean Ambrose after the match.
Terrible finish, shitty booking, enough of the shit.
Disappointed that Team Tony Sykes did not get the Intercontinental title.
Harper was the one guy that looked forward to his punishment. I did too, and I thought they did all right.
And a little note of this that Drew actually fed to us. Apparently, during that match, there was a point where all those people were booing at something going on in the crowd. I just figured it was someone's taking a sign. I guess someone had purchased a lot of cotton candy and was just throwing it all around at people ringside. And that's what everybody was booing at.
Were they booing the guy? Were they booing that, like, they told him to stop or something? Because I would have been
that I wasn't clear on. Yeah, I would have been cheering on. I'm guessing people were cheering him on, and then when the security stopped him, they booed that, is my guess.
He was throwing it at people with diabetes.
All right, we had Santino Marella and Larry the Cable Guy coming out for a short segment to promote Jingle All the Way 2.
The cop should have shot them.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Glad that I missed it.
Spoiler alert, Larry the Cable Guy with no shirt is my ugly.
Miz and Mizdow defend their tag team titles against the former champions Gold and Stardust.
Some of the... potentially the best segment of the night. I love this team, and they need to keep milking this gimmick, especially with the fake titles now. It's fucking sweet.
Mizdow is the man. Damn it, Lillian, why can't you get his name right? Fucking up again.
He's doing great with taking Miz's moves. I can't wait to see where this goes.
Rusev and Lana come out to pay their penance by having to say the Pledge of Allegiance. However, they refuse. Daniel Bryan sends out Sergeant Slaughter to help them. Rusev then tries to attack, but Jack Swagger comes for the save.
One, haven't I already seen Jack Swagger vs. Rusev? Two, what happened to the Battle Royal or doing the actual pledge? And three, fuck this segment.
Way to stick to your guns, Daniel Bryan. You can do one or the other, or neither of them, and it's okay. That was annoying, but at least the real American made the save.
Loved Slaughter, didn't really care about Swagger, and hope that they're going to do the Rumble in the future, because I look forward to Rusev taking out the locker room.
We had Fandango versus Justin Gabriel in a rematch from last night's Survivor Series. The Dango wins with a flying leg drop and really cements himself as new and improved.
Don't worry if you've already missed it on the pay-per-view and Raw. It'll probably be on main event and SmackDown.
More like Justin Gabriel.
Still can't believe he didn't split those slacks.
Big Show comes out to beg for forgiveness from the crowd. However, he gets sour and starts challenging people in the back. Eric Rowan comes out to answer the challenge and says he doesn't like bullies. They have a little bit of a tussle, and it looks like they're setting that up.
Not sure if I like it or dislike it. I like that they're evolving Rowan, but I don't need to see crying Big Show again.
Yeah, I kind of agree with what Wego said. I still think that he needs to get rid of the sheep mask, though.
He needs a grumpy cat mask.
Yeah.
I felt bad for Eric Rowan, who was the one guy in last night's main event that did not get a name check in the opening. But he did something, so good.
Did get a what?
They listed all of the Team Authority, and Brian listed all of Team Cena except for Eric Rowan.
When?
He's keeping kayfabe because he got attacked by him in the past.
It was like at the beginning. Triple H. Like, yeah, there was. Was it Triple H? I can't. They were listing like off the team. Cena. Like, yeah, there was Cena, and there was Ziggler, and there was Ryback.
They said with no authority, there's no John Cena, there's no Dolph Ziggler, there's no Ryback.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's move on to the next point. It's like, ooh.
By the way, hats off to Big Show. I like upside down Sheamus.
Yeah. That was. I saw a meme where someone actually photoshopped that, and it's actually pretty spot on. We had Brie Bella against AJ Lee.
I can't remember this. I think. Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember now. Match was whatever it was, the average, but AJ's line about talent not being passed sexually was fucking awesome.
One word. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's it.
So we are. It looks like are we just losing dissension among the Bellas? Are they just best friends now?
Exactly. I was confused by that too. I missed that match on Survivor Series, so apparently I missed a whole bunch of shit happening. But yeah, the Bellas are back on the same side. I have a note of AJ saying talent is not sexually transmitted. I guess that's why that talentless hack CM Punk hasn't been able to make a comeback yet. Just saying. Adam Rose teamed with the Bunny to go against the team of Tyson Kidd and Natalya. Interesting grouping for a match. But this match ends when the Bunny purposely pulls Adam Rose's leg, allowing Tyson Kidd to get the pin. We had Santino Marella and Larry the Cable Guy on commentary during this. Completely obnoxious. You guys go.
Cops needed to shoot everyone in this segment.
Remember what Wago just said about if you didn't see it on the pay-per-view, you'll show it again later on other episodes? This is exactly what happened on, I think it was SmackDown. It might have been Main Event. I don't know. But it's a combination of a bunch of the same shit they've done before. And tonight was a missed opportunity where they could have shown the Bunny.
They had a fat, talentless comedian on the other ones, too.
Sure. What was Lawler doing that night? Nah, it's too mean.
Nah, you just stick to your guns.
More than Daniel Bryan did.
Or Big Show.
Devin. Big Show.
Silent Wind.
Couldn't really see the Rosebud, so Rosebud Hot of the Week. I'm going to go with the girl in the purple dress, the Joker from Survivor Series. And given the Bunny's swagger, my guess is that the Bunny is, in fact, Jarrett.
Jarrett?
Yes.
Jeff Jarrett?
Yes. I'm
you think the Bunny
serious.
Is Jeff Jarrett?
I'm joking, please. Just...
Is it the real Jeff Jarrett, or is it Jeff
Jarrett? He did the little.
So it's not Jeff Jarrett.
He did the flair dance that Jarrett also used to do. I was making a joke.
I was trying to make a double J Jesse James joke, but he took it in a better direction with not Jeff.
So we had a number of skits with Concessions Kane working the concession stand. The best one, of course, is where Ryback pays him a visit. And just smothers him with mustard and eventually makes a pun about nuts. The big guy.
Yep. That happened. Ryback rules.
Ryback is the fucking man. How do you not laugh at this dude with his comments about Thanksgiving's coming up and the big guy is hungry and he just looks straight at the camera. Just fucking amazing. I love this fucker. I would have to be on there for like the longest time, just cutting promos and laughing and doing that dumbass fucking smile he does.
You know what's funny about him, just to kind of expand? Everyone's biggest critique of him when he was coming up is, okay, so he can do a few squash matches, but he's got no character. That guy has so much fucking charisma.
Does that wind anything?
They're continuing to neuter Kane. I just hope that they just continue to beat him down for a couple of weeks until he finally snaps and goes crazy and actually becomes interesting and threatening again.
I'll just put a mask on him. That'll fix everything.
A sheet mask.
Ooh, there you go.
New wire.
Yeah, there you
go. It'll be a lamb.
All right, so that's all the segments we missed. Oh, I guess we had the main event. So the main event, whatever the fuck it was, I don't even remember. Oh, yeah, it was John Cena and Dolph Ziggler against Seth Rollins and the winners of the fan poll, J&J Security.
I actually liked this. I loved the segment that they did where they was doing the drop downs and hop over, and they ended up crashing into each other. Then they took the powder out of the ring, and they just was comedy gold tonight. I enjoyed the two little cruiserweights.
I'm thinking the J&J Security name too. I like that.
It's kind of like a low rent APA.
A little bit, yeah. It makes it kind of seem like it would be some kind of shitty security service that you would hire. So, kudos to them. Better main event that they've been putting on for the past couple of weeks, which is kind of saying a lot.
It was something interesting. It was something new. It was not one of the same four people all fighting each other. So, thumbs up.
All right. So now that we've gone through all these segments, we got a couple bits of business. We got 13 minutes here. I got to go on a little bit of a rant here, though.
Little tyrant.
These fucking anti-smoking commercials are really pissing me off. Really, all right? I've been putting up with these for fucking years. And, you know, they were okay at first. You know, the whole tobacco is wacko and all that shit. You know, then the truth started getting a little bit deeper. And then they had that guy singing in the square where, like, he had the voice box. And then they had the guy showing, like, his foot being amputated. But now they got this bitch in here, like, she's got this giant hole in her throat. Her mouth is, like, drooling as she's fucking talking. And, oh, my fucking God. What the hell? I don't smoke. I smoked for a little bit when I was younger. It was stupid. It's a disgusting habit. I am over it. I definitely have no interest in doing it anymore. Why do I have to be given nightmares from these goddamn commercials when I have nothing to do with it? And you know what the worst part is? These are paid for by the damn cigarette companies. Fuck you guys.
All right.
Anyone back me up here?
Is that a quick draw topic, or is that just you getting that off your chest?
That was just me getting it off that chest. If you guys got anything to say, please follow it up, or we can move along if I'm alone in this.
I am militantly against smoking because I think that the idea is so dumb, and if you get, like, hooked on it, you have nobody to blame but yourself. But these ads are stupid, and I really can't stand that one ad where the chick is talking about how like, she knows this guy who took all her money and all this other kind of stuff, and then it's all about smoking. And maybe – is that the end of the line? Whatever the last line it is that she says, it really bothers me because she says that
– he took my money.
Yeah. She says it where it's like – it implies that there's going to be another line after that, and then the commercial just ends. And each time I'm like, just fucking say it. Like,
what did he do with your fucking money?
Yeah, what did he do with the fucking money, you dumbass? Like, I hate all these commercials. I hate the one about the guy who looks like a real slob and he calls on the person.
Actually, I kind of like that one. That one's kind of funny. Like, when he drags him. When I say pause the movie, pause the movie. he's kind of like a little.
We go outside.
Wait, how could you not like him? He's like a little Ryback.
No, that one's
funny.
Probably jackass. He doesn't remind me of Ryback at all. He's not laughing and doing the
the nicotine.
But you know what ones are terrible? The ones where they go into the stores and like they're like, oh, a pack of cigarettes. Oh, that's not enough. And they like peel their skin off their face or pull the teeth out. Oh, my fucking God.
That. Fuck those guys.
But see, none of these commercials are going to stop kids from smoking. The things that are going to stop kids from smoking are being in the right group of people, having the right parents, and understanding what the fuck it means to smoke. People know that smoking's bad for you. And if they get bullied by their peers and they have low enough willpower, or they're stupid, either one, then they're going to do it. Or they think that it's going to be something cool and they're going to go against what the wishes are. You know, that's their own choice. They're going to do it for that. A little commercial like this is not going to make that difference. They're going to see the pictures of the woman with a hole in her fucking throat and all that, just the same as they did in high school and in middle school and in grade school, just all throughout their entire lives. It's not going to make a difference. So give me another commercial of a Sonic cheeseburger, and I might go there. Give another commercial of that Wendy's Mile High burger thing, because Bart.
I don't need any more Sonic commercials because I get them not only on TV, then I have to listen to Jim Ross's fat barbecue ass talk about Sonic as it dribbles down his fucking chin.
Would you rather him talk about Skittles instead?
I would. His fucking podcasts are terrible when he talks about Sonic. All you hear is slurp. Yep. Enjoying a Sonic's lemonade. All right. Thanks, though, JR. Want to wipe your fucking mouth?
My God, it's greasy. It's greasy. That chili dog is so goddamn greasy. Fuck.
My God, Sonic is so fucking good, goddamn. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh,
when God is my witness, this is the best chili dog I've ever had.
I just broke this burger in half.
All right, guys.
I look thirsty. Somebody stop the damn meal.
That's the best one.
All right, guys. I feel a lot better getting that off my chest, though. Fuck these damn smoking commercials. Fuck them. We got a couple more bits of business to take care of here. Of course, the good, bad, and the ugly, and our plugs. But one more thing I want to do. I wanted to do it live in the air. I've never done this before. We have a fantasy league that we run across all the hosts that are associated between this show and Smack Talk. A lot of you know about it. We don't mention it much on here. We might mention it in passing as a joke or something like that. But every month for the pay-per-views, we do a predictions contest, which helps us determine if you get a number of them correct, which the magic number is 3. You get the opportunity to swap spots on teams. We call it the shakeup. It's a very, very powerful tool. Really can help change the whole play course of the fantasy league. So I wanted to announce the results of our predictions contest. I'm not going to go into saying what each person predicted and what the scores even particularly mean. Just know that each match has a particular value to it. The more important the match, the more value it was to it, or at least the further down the card, the more value there was to it. And this is the totals based on how many people got correct and how many they got wrong. In last place, which would be sixth place, is unfortunately myself. I did really terrible with my predictions for this pay-per-view. I only got 6 points total. Really crummy. Sean Walker got 7 points total. Miguel Leon in fourth place with 8 points total. As you see here, not a lot of point values from most people here. Third place, Drew White with 14 points. So that leaves us with Steven Wago and Tony Mango as far as who wins the Survivor Series predictions contest. And here's the thing I should tell y'all. Three winning predictions contests in a row gives you the ability to have that shakeup. And Steven Wago currently holds 2 victories in a row. So a victory here would grant him the ability to have a shakeup. So, the first place winner between Steven Wago and Tony Mango in our Survivor Series predictions contest is Totally Steven Wago.
Yeah, sabotage Drew's team. Don't worry, so, Sean. Seth is coming home.
Or the team he's changing to?
It's his option. He could switch 2 people between any teams, whether it be his own and somebody else's, or if he wants to really be creative, between 2 other people's teams. So it's up to him.
You might be seeing a show with Tyson Kidd, maybe.
Perhaps.
If you guys want to suggest ways I can sabotage Drew's team, tweet me at Steve Wigo.
Indeed, and stay tuned to Smack Talk this week on SmartOutMoment.com and all the avenues that it's on to find out when Wago will announce it. That's when he will announce it and what it will be on that show. You are correct, Ferris. I am still in first, only by a few points, so I think like 50 points. Drew's really caught up on me. So I'm just going to say my team is already not doing so well, and Drew's got a pretty powerful team. And also Drew's a dick because he stole Seth Rollins from Sean.
You're beautiful.
So listen, Drew. You're beautiful, Seth Rollins.
If you like that one, vote for it later next month for outro of the year.
All right, guys. I'm not going to even play the music, but if you guys got it prepared real quick, we should do our good, bad, and ugly. So, Tony, good, bad, and ugly.
My good is going to be the fact that the anonymous GM – no, I'm just going to get it. I liked the opening promo until it got a little bit too stale. So that first part of that's the good. The bad is going to go to Daniel Bryan having no balls to back up the Rusev stipulation. He didn't do either of them, which is annoying. And the ugly is going to go to the Bunny and Larry the Cable Guy segment. I don't need to see the Bunny humping anything. It's a really lame joke that's just not that funny. And I don't like Larry the Cable Guy because he himself is a lame joke that's not that very funny.
Wago, you're good, bad, and ugly.
For my good, I'm going to give it to Mizdow. I think he is the most entertaining act, at least consistently. And he did it again this week. I enjoyed every time. As far as the bad goes, I felt this show should have been something different from other weeks. It's meant to be the first time that the authority's out of power and the inmates are running the asylum. We start the fucking show with the authority coming out. And sure, Daniel Bryan was in control and we had a few things that were a little different, but I felt it should have been more. As far as ugly goes, same as Tony. Fuck you, Larry the Cable Guy.
So I want to do him. If you have a good, bad, and ugly prepared, what's your good, bad, and ugly from this show tonight?
Good, I enjoyed seeing Daniel Bryan come back as a sadly temporary GM. Bad, the continued neutering of Kane. And ugly, Larry the Cable Guy with no shirt.
It's very good ugly. My good, bad, and ugly. My good, I absolutely have to give to the Miz and Ms. Dow performance tonight. Those two guys have really – you want to talk about the definition of making chicken salad out of chicken shit. That's what this gimmick has done. When this first started, I don't think you would have found one single person who truly would have believed that this would have gotten Damian Sandow over more than he's ever been in his entire career. So fantastic to see the evolution of how that's gone. The bad, I also have to give to that Rusev and Lana doing the Pledge of Allegiance segment. Just complete bullshit. They didn't do either of them. I am happy to see Jack Swagger coming back, and perhaps this time they'll do this story right. Have Rusev and Swagger feuding for the United States title. Perhaps Swagger can still have that opportunity to be the guy who beats Rusev, saves that title, brings it back to the United States as the real American, American, American. You know what I'm saying? And my ugly, I would say, was freaking Larry the Cable Guy without a shirt on, but I'm going to give it to them goddamn smoking commercials. Gonna have nightmares for weeks.
The smoking commercial does not need to be on every week.
The same old shit.
She's been on for like a year and a half. Mm-hmm. Specifically.
All right, guys. Let's let's wrap things out here with some quick plugs. Tony Mango, why don't you start us off?
Go.
Stay tuned to the full breakdown of Survivor Series coming up later on this week on Smack Talk, which you can find on youtube.com/SmackOutMoment or iTunes and Stitcher. Go to SmackOutMoment.com for everything else that's related to that kind of stuff. Pay attention to a new upcoming thing coming up a little bit later on this week, I think. We're going to be starting...
It's a new upcoming thing coming up later this week, we think. It's not as good of a ring to that.
We're going to be starting the polls for the end of the year awards, where you guys will be able to vote for a whole bunch of different categories for Smack Talk, including your favorite and your least favorite host, recurring joke, did you know, and outro of the year. So pay attention to all that kind of stuff, and you can find the links to everything else related with A Mango Tree all over SmackOutMoment.com.
All right, Silent Wind of Doom, you want to do Drew's plugs for him?
You're up to a fucking wonderful start there.
Wow, I can't remember what he did.
All right.
90 seconds.
I said do Drew's plugs, not Miguel's plugs. Hey, all right, Wago, you go quick.
All right, for all your MMA needs, go to udmma.com, facebook.com/udmma, and twitter.com/udmma. Also, check out Addicted to Anime here on Megapowers Radio. For more information on that, go to facebook.com/addictedanimefans, and check out any other content that I might do over on youtube.com/StephenWago.
All right, folks, we hope you enjoyed this edition of the Raw Post Show here on MegaPowersRadio.com. If you did, please join us every single Monday night here on MegaPowersRadio.com. The live experience is the best way to join it because it's the most interactive post-Raw experience available. You can join us in the chat room, on the phone lines, via Skype. So many ways to get involved. However, if you can't be here, the show is available in archive form on YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and SmarkOutMoment.com. Until next week, folks, I'm Mike Payton for Stephen Wago. For Tony Mango and for Silent Wind of Doom, Drew White, JD, not Jeff, all the people who were involved in tonight's show. We'll see y'all next week.